Hello and welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and I want to welcome you to another episode. And today's a Friday episode, so it's a little bit different. But if you're joining us for the first time, let me tell you about this podcast that you've stumbled upon. On Tuesdays, I bring you a new interview every week where I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons that they've learned along the way. And on Fridays is my chance to chat with you from one mom to another. And we are on episode 50. 50. 50. I had no idea when I first started this podcast if anyone would listen. I figured like my inner circle, my mom would listen, things like that. I had no idea the positive response we would get. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. There is no better cause on this earth and no better topic for me to ponder throughout my weeks than motherhood. I love being a mom. Does that mean that sometimes I don't want to just curl up with a book and shut my door and lock it and pretend like I'm not a mom? Of course not. I'm human. But you know what? I'm so honored to be a mom. I feel so blessed to be a mom to my three boys. And you know, some days are just so incredibly challenging and I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing and I don't know if I want to wake up and do it again tomorrow. And then some days are just the best. And watching my kids play together and laugh together, watching my kids make good choices, when I, you know, see my baby making, you know, hitting new milestones and crawling and trying new foods. I mean, every little thing, until you're a mom, you don't even realize, oh my gosh, every little teeny tiny advancement that your kids make, every little accomplishment that they do, it's like it's being done for the first time ever on earth. And you are just the proudest mom. It's the best feeling in the world. So I thank you for coming along this journey with me for the past 50 episodes. If you're brand new, I invite you to dip into the archives and go back over and hear from the vast array of extraordinary moms that I've had on this podcast. I have felt so edified and inspired by their messages of positivity and hope and courage and perspective. There is so much we can learn from each other, and it's just an honor to get to put out this podcast every week, to talk with moms from all around the world, to hear their stories and the lessons that they've learned, and to learn something myself from their stories. And even if their experience has not been the same as mine as a mom, that doesn't mean there aren't some takeaways that I can get from their examples and from their stories. So I want to thank everybody who's been on the podcast so far. It has been such a privilege chatting with you. Moms are busy people, so the fact that you were able to devote an hour to do an interview with me is just remarkable in and of itself. So I want to thank you so much. Well, if you've been around for a while, you know that I always ask my guests one final question, and it's this: what would you tell your pre-motherhood self? And I've gotten that question a lot from podcast listeners, and people have asked, Jessica, well, what would you say for that answer? And I wanted to save my answer for something special, and I feel like episode 50 is a special reason to divulge my answer. And so indulge me and let me just share with you what I would tell my pre-motherhood self today. And there are three things that I would tell myself. So first, the first one is, you may feel like your whole life you've been capable. You may feel like you've been good at things before. You may feel like you've had a lot of accomplishments and that by working hard and never giving up and studying or training or whatever it is that you've been really good at in your life up to the point of becoming a mom, you may feel like you've like really had your act together and you could basically do anything you really set your mind to. Well, motherhood's a whole nother can of worms. And I feel like my whole life, I felt like if I worked really hard, I was always into singing and theater and things like that. And so, you know, by preparing my auditions and by practicing with vocal coaches and, perfecting my dancing, I say that very loosely. I was never a good dancer, but I tried really hard and was able to kind of keep up. But by working hard in that sphere, I was able to get some good roles and You know, I sang the national anthem at a Padres game. I mean, in front of 60,000 people. I mean, I did some cool stuff in my life and I worked hard for those things. And then I babysat a lot and I thought I was pretty good with kids. And so when I set out to become a mom, I thought, well, I got this. I may not have kids yet, but I'm gonna be a great mom because, you know, I work hard. I'm a good study. I can read a lot and, you know, learn how to be a good mom. Oh, no. Boy, did I learn rather quickly that no baby comes home with a manual. And no matter how much you put your mind to, I'm going to figure out how to put this baby to bed. I'm going to make this baby stop crying. I'm going to figure out how to stop the spitting up. I'm going to get them to sleep through the night. No matter how hard you try, sometimes your kids just have a different agenda. And it's one thing to deal with baby issues, but then as they grow up and they start talking, and as they start talking back and having opinions, they give you a run for your money. And I have never been so humbled or felt so incapable as when I had kids. And that's super ironic because, I mean, before I was a mom, I was a teacher. And, you know, I would say I was a really good teacher. I worked really hard to learn how to be a good teacher. I had some innate qualities in myself that I think really lent themselves to being a successful teacher. I got good feedback from the parents and the kids and the principal, you know. So I could say with some surety, I'm a good teacher. I'm a great teacher. And I really thought I'd be able to say the same thing about being a mom, but I have really been humbled to realize that it is hard. It is far harder to be a mom than to watch other moms parent. You may think in the grocery store when you're watching another mom deal with her children, like, oh, well, you know, I would do things so differently. You know, I used to always think that my kids' noses would never be running. I never understood why moms would just let their kids' noses just run and run. And, you know, and their hair was all a mess. And like, no, my kids will always be put together and their noses will be wiped. Kids' noses are like a faucet. Like the fluid just keeps running when they have a cold or when they're teething. Oh my goodness, you just can't even keep up. So you give up. And I can't tell you how many times I have been in public with my kids with noses crusted or dripping or whatever, and I've left it. Or I've wiped their nose with their shirt. You know, that works. That's as good as a Kleenex, right? So I would tell my pre-motherhood self that you may feel like you know how to be a great mom, but just be ready to be humble and to be teachable. Don't be afraid to ask for help and look at the moms around you and see what they're doing well and learn from them. And parenthood is constantly evolving. And for each new stage and each new child, you really need to adapt your parenting. And so, even if you feel like you've got a handle on it, it's probably going to change tomorrow. And even if you are doing your very best personally, it doesn't mean that it's going to yield perfect results from your kids. And you just have to be okay with that. And so it's a very different type of job and type of relationship and type of dynamic than anything you've ever encountered. So just be ready for that. Be ready to be humble and don't tie your own self-worth too much to the outcome of how, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do with your kids, because it's just challenging. The second thing I would say is kids will do what you do more than they'll do what you say. So you might be inclined to constantly talk at your kids and tell them what to do and tell them what not to do, and you're just constantly telling. But guaranteed, the type of behavior that you role model for them, most likely that's the type of behavior you're going to see from them. It's very embarrassing and shocking when you find your 3-year-old or 5-year-old talking to their sibling with their hand on their hip and their finger waving in the air to their little brother, "Don't you dare talk to me like that." And you're like, "Oh my goodness, it's like looking in a mirror." These kids hear what you say over and over and over again, and without you even realizing, they're picking up on all of that. They're watching your mannerisms, they're mimicking your tone, they are seeing how you handle situations, and that's what they're going to start doing. And they're going to do the good things that you do, and they're going to do the not so good things that you do. So it's really helped me to be more aware of what I am doing in front of them versus just what I'm saying. You know, I can tell them all day long, you know, you need to have good manners, you need to be respectful, you need to not yell, you need to be kind, you need to do this, you need to do that. But more importantly, I need to show them what good manners looks like. When they do something kind, I need to praise them for it and I need to point it out. And I need to be kind myself. I need to, you know, pick up my things if I want them to, you know, pick up on that and pick up their own things. And so, yes, you're going to need to explicitly teach them some things, but when it comes to modeling good behavior, the best way to teach your kids is to show them good behavior. If you want to show them strong character, you need to have strong character yourself. If you want them to be able to stand up in a crowd and make a good choice when the group around you is making a not so good choice, you need to model that and show them that you can be strong even in the face of adversity. And when they see you doing that, they're going to feel much more capable to do that themselves. So some of it will be intentional on their part as far as learning from you, and some of it will just be instinctual. And so really monitor what it is that you are showing them on a daily basis of how to be in this world, how to interact with others, how to show love, things like that. It is going to go way further if you are modeling those things. And it really helps if you are doing what you say as well. And so when those things are congruent, it just reinforces the good stuff. But I find more often than not, it's really the things that I do that stand out more to my kids than the things that I say and explicitly teach to them. So the last thing I want to say to my pre-motherhood self is this: you don't have to be a perfect mom to be extraordinary. I had a really hard time thinking about what I wanted to call this podcast because I thought, well, a lot of moms are going to shy away from that word extraordinary. No one's going to accept when I say, "Oh, you're an extraordinary mom." No one's going to accept that because the truth is, I can't even accept that. If somebody called me extraordinary, I'd be the first one to push back from that. "Oh, no. Let me show you someone that's extraordinary." But I'm not talking about perfect moms. I don't have perfect moms on the podcast every week, but I do have extraordinary moms. And you know what? I would like to say that I myself am an extraordinary mom, and this is why. It's not because I'm perfect, but it's because I'm trying so very hard to love my kids and to be the best mom I can. I never want to stop learning and growing as a mom. I never want my kids to feel like I've given up. I never want my kids to feel like they are driving me crazy. I'm not perfect in that. Being a mom is so hard. And if you really analyze the job description of a mom, we're talking 24/7 work. We're talking manual labor. We're talking heavy lifting. We're talking bodily fluid cleanup on aisle five. We're talking about changing wet sheets. We're talking about back talk. We're talking about working with people in our company, let's say, our company family, who talk back to us and aren't kind to us at times or respectful. We're talking about being a chauffeur, a short order cook. We're talking about being a nutritionist. We're talking about being an untrained doctor at times. We are talking about trying to be fun amidst all of the logistics on a daily basis. Sometimes we forget as a mom, we're just trying to be fun and create a happy, enjoyable life for our kids. For all that a mom does 24/7, every single day, every single week, every single year, for as long as they are a parent on this earth, that is an extraordinary undertaking. And when you acknowledge all that you're doing, it doesn't matter that you lost your temper during the day. It doesn't truly matter that your kids ate cereal for dinner. It does not matter if you were 5 minutes late to a practice. It does not matter that you haven't read a book in 5 years. It doesn't matter that you didn't shower for the last 3 days. Extraordinary moms don't have to do A, B, C, and D. All an extraordinary mom has to do is put on that badge of mom. You are extraordinary simply by signing up for this job. Whether you birthed these children or this child, whether you're an adoptive mom, I don't think I will ever get to a point, well, I know that I will never get to a point where I will have this gig down. Never. But I'm going to keep trying every single day to be better and better. And that is what an extraordinary mom is. I'm not going to shy away from this job description. I'm not going to give up. I want to be an example to my kids that this job is worth it. They are worth it. And I wouldn't choose any other job on this planet to have than to be their mom. And no matter what else I do in this life, no matter what other titles I may hold or jobs I may do while I'm on this earth, being their mom is the very, very best. And I feel so blessed every day that I get to do this job. And I feel so lucky that I'm able to have this podcast to encourage other moms and to help them acknowledge that they are extraordinary. It doesn't matter how many mess ups you have during the day or how imperfect you think you are. You do not have to be perfect to be extraordinary. And by taking on the job of a mom, that in and of itself makes you extraordinary. Now your only other job is to believe it. And to live that adjective out in the fullest sense. Be proud of who you are as a mom. And don't think that you're only extraordinary on the days where you get most things right. You're extraordinary every single day when you show up and try to love your kids and guide them and teach them the best way possible and the best way you know how. And if today didn't go perfect, you get to try again tomorrow. And how lucky are you for that? So I would tell my pre-motherhood self to be humble in this job. I would tell myself to do the things that I want my kids to do and say the things I want them to say and to be a role model to them. And I would tell my pre-motherhood self that you don't have to be perfect to be extraordinary. Thanks so much for joining me on this podcast journey. I cannot wait to see what's in store for the next 50 episodes. Get excited because next week we have a bonus episode on Monday for the 4th of July and then another episode on Tuesday and on Friday. So get excited. As always, you can follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3. Our podcast website is extraordinarymomspodcast.com. Thanks so much for joining me on today's episode. It was a pleasure getting to share with you my take on what I would tell my pre-motherhood self. You guys, thank you. It was such a pleasure to be with you for this Friday's episode. Happy 4th of July weekend. Enjoy your weekend with your families. Thank you to all of our service members who sacrifice so much for our freedom in this nation. I am so proud to be a Navy wife, and I just celebrate all the other wonderful military families around me. And I hope all of you enjoy this weekend where we can celebrate this great nation that we live in. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll see you on Monday for our bonus episode.